Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We're back. Quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Dustin Hawksmith and Greg Pickle coming back to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. As promised, we're hearing from James Franklin following a 27-6 Penn State win over Rutgers on Senior Day. Penn State finishes the year at 10-2, but obviously it wasn't quite as impactful as people hoped it would be, and a lot of different reasons for that. I think Penn State, you know, resting a few guys, Sean Clifford, Yetur Gross-Matos, Tariq Casper-Fields, to name a few, the student section, which, let's be honest, I was talking to somebody and I said, you know, you can have 107,000 people in Beaver Stadium, but the noise comes from those 35,000 or 30,000. Right. You know, the rest of the fans, sorry, but they don't really play their part nearly as much as the student section does. So when the student section is down and that energy isn't there and you're playing Rutgers and you just lost to Ohio State and you're without a few guys, all the factors really are there for Penn State not to cover the point spread. What's the point spread? About 39 points going in. Maybe Penn State was doomed from the start there. But Rutgers showed up and played pretty well. One of the things that James Franklin talked about after this game was the idea of not winning by enough and the fact that this happens in college football maybe more than you think. Here's what he had to say about that margin.
Yeah, I mean, I get that. But what I also would say is every single one of you guys could probably look up 25 games this year that people were supposed to do something and lost. You could pick up another 25 games of people that had a tough game against an opponent and it was tougher than it was supposed to be. That's not just college football, that's pro football, that's high school football, that's at every single level. You know, we got a lot of respect for that program. They've given us fits, you know, for years. There's been games where we've played well, but there's been battles. You know, there's been battles with those. I think in a lot of ways we always get Rutgers best. I think a lot of it is there's so much familiarity with the two programs in terms of recruiting, in terms of region, and all those types of things. They played well tonight. We didn't play as well as we could have. But again, I get it. But you know, I know we're waking up tomorrow morning happy. And we're going to watch the film, and there's going to be things that we need to get, you know, fixed and critiqued like we will every single week. And we also, like I mentioned, had a lot of guys out of the game, not having Yetur Matos out there and not having Sean out there and not having John Reed out there and go on and on and on. But at the end of the day, we found a way to get a win against a Big Ten opponent. And I think it gave us 10 for the year with a chance to get 11.
I think James Franklin is right that, you know, teams struggle, quote unquote, more often than you might think. The expectation coming in that Rutgers was a pushover was not unfair. You look at Rutgers on paper, and this is just a team that had no real business of being in the Big Ten, let alone playing, you know, nationally ranked teams. But he makes the point that Penn State kind of consistently gets Rutgers' best effort. And I really think that Penn State got Rutgers' best effort. I don't think that talk is cheap on that one, because Rutgers did show up and they took a few calculated risks and, you know, ran with energy and played defense with energy, and Penn State didn't have that energy to match. And, you know, never mind the fact that football is a real coordination game, and when things are a little bit off, things like this happen. It does happen. Speaking of in the pro football ranks, I'll give you a good example, Greg, and maybe you've heard, stop me if you've heard this before, but the Dolphins beat the Eagles on Sunday. Nobody could have predicted that either. But no. At the same time, you know, the Eagles kind of stink, right? So
they do. There's no argument to be made there.
But I think his point is taken, is that creating this expectation and having these point spreads and that kind of thing, there's all kinds of nuance to that conversation. But I don't know. Would you say the average Penn State fan is understanding of all the circumstances, or still a little bit disappointed, or a lot disappointed that Penn State didn't play better against this Rutgers team?
No, I think everyone understands the situation. The problem is Penn State's backups are more highly regarded players than Rutgers starters in a lot of cases. So this one came down to one team wanted to be there for 15 minutes and do what they had to do to win, and Penn State did, to its credit. And the other team wanted to come in and play 60 minutes of pretty hard football and show that even though they're 2-9, you know, they're not a pushover. So Rutgers did that, and you're going to have games like this from time to time. I don't think it's the end of the world that Penn State wasn't able to dominate. I do think that some of the problems in terms of depth development that we've talked about a lot of this season showed up. You know, I don't have the stats in front of me. I'm going to try and talk long enough to pull them up. But, you know, you look at the again, Will Levis not really being, you know, either willing or able to throw more often than not was a problem. Who he had to throw to was a bit of an issue. Defensively, you're without some of your top corners. Now, I thought Marquise Wilson and Keaton Ellis played pretty well, but, you know, those guys are not starters yet, and probably with good reason. So, you know, you put it all together, and I just think that Penn State, you know, again, it probably was tough to get up for this game. Rutgers had all the reason in the world to get up for it. They go on the road away from whatever the world was going on with Greg Schiano and Rutgers and everything else. And, you know, they put a pretty spirited effort together. So credit to them. And I think credit for Penn State for finding a way to win. But, you know, if you're disappointed about that effort, I get it. But at the same time, just take a step back and realize what kind of game that was.
I just imagine as the game's unfolding and Rutgers is up 3-0 and they're hanging in there, just where most fans' heads were at. Like, what is going on here? I was thinking that too. Like, what is going even happening here? But one of the things that I think emerged in the final, like, say, third of the season is that, you know, to me, opposing defenses just didn't have to have a ton of respect for that passing game, you know, especially down the field. And if they're able to kind of crowd the line of scrimmage and take and really throw bodies at KJ Hamler and take him away, then that's a little bit problematic for Penn State's offense as a whole. And in this one, you know, Will Levis just, you know, throwing fastballs all over the field and just not really, you know, being in sync there. 14 pass attempts. If you're kind of limited in that phase of the game, or you don't have a ton of options in that phase of the game, then something like this can happen.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly it. And I think that, you know, again, it's something to keep an eye on moving forward.
It's the Keystone Kickoff Show, quarter number three. We're listening to James Franklin, what he had to say about Penn State's 27-6 win over Rutgers, a segment brought to you by our friends at DraftKings Sportsbook app. They brought their expertise to legal sports betting in Pennsylvania. Already is America's top-rated sportsbook app. With so much going on this week, you'll definitely want to take advantage of the convenience to bet wherever, whenever, with the DraftKings Sportsbook app. And if you download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app right now, use code KSM when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users can get a free bet on sign-up. Plus, when you make your first bet, you can get a risk-free bet up to $500. Don't forget, sign up with code KSM to place your first bet, and you can get a risk-free bet up to $500 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Speaking of, you know, one of the big themes in this game, one of the reasons that Penn State didn't quite hold up to the opening point spread, which is 39 points. They win by 21. Sean Clifford not available. We heard that Will Levis was told on Tuesday that he would be starting, but here's what James Franklin had to say about the decision on Sean Clifford and how Will Levis got his first start.
Yeah, it's hard to answer your question because there's some things that I'm not comfortable talking about. But basically, Sean could have played this week, but it would have changed how we treated him. Once we decided to treat him in a certain way, it made him unavailable this week, if that makes sense, without getting into specifics and details. So we just felt like rather than him each week gradually kind of losing mobility, that this would give us the best chance to get him back 100% for the bowl game. Plus, it gives Will an opportunity to get out there and play. I thought last week, you know, obviously he went in a really tough situation and battled. I thought this week early on he was pressing a little bit. not just in the pass game, but in the run game, you know, missing some reads and things like that. But he ran the ball well, ran the ball hard and physical again. You know, but this will be great tape for him to learn and grow from. We're really excited about his future. But you know, we could have been a little bit cleaner with some things tonight.
This circles back to, I guess, the conversation about percentages, and this conversation about percentages goes back to Noah Kane at Minnesota. You know, 90%. What percentage do you have to be? And I guess there's probably shades of gray no matter what. Noah Kane, you know, and we'll hear from James Franklin a little bit later on him too, but he's a victim of the depth at the running back position, where what incentive do we have to really push it with a guy like this whenever doing the right thing and healing him up is maybe the better long-term decision. Against Rutgers, I think it was a no-brainer. I would have been stunned if Sean Clifford was out there at all in a starting capacity, right, or otherwise. And I thought it just made sense, especially coming off the way Will Levis came in against Ohio State. Let's see what this kid has over a full four quarters. It made sense in a lot of ways, and I'm sure not the least of which was Clifford's health. But I know, you know, Penn State making decisions at the quarterback spot. We talked about it earlier. At some point, your quarterback's just not going to be 100% throughout the course of the year. So you have to make that choice. In this one, it made sense, but I know fundamentally you don't necessarily agree with all that.
Well, I just think that if your quarterback, if you want to run your offense a certain way, you need your quarterback to be a runner, and you then come out and admit your quarterback's not healthy enough to be a runner, why? There's too much mental gymnastics needed to piece together the last month of James Franklin's comments regarding the quarterback position. So, if you didn't need him, if he couldn't do the things you wanted him to do at Ohio State because he wasn't 100%, then why did he start? I just can't get over that hump. But as it relates specifically to this game, they absolutely made the right call. Get him healthy for the bowl game, because look, it could work out where they're in the Outback Bowl or the, I guess there's still people saying they're going back to the Citrus Bowl, which sounds preposterous. But, you know, the Rose Bowl, obviously, and the Orange Bowl are both still in play, too. So I guess what I'm getting at here is either way, you're going to play a nationally televised game, and you better be 100%. You better be ready to go, because that's the last thing people are going to remember about your team until August of next year.
What happens if they come out on fire in the bowl game? Do you forget about all these little nuanced conversations that you have and just feel good about?
Depends. How can we delete audio? Is that possible? No, I'm kidding. But no, I don't think so. I mean, I don't think anything we're talking about is related just to one game or to one instance. These are big picture things that, with or without a good performance in the bowl game, I think we'll be discussing.
All right, we're going to discuss some more Penn State Rutgers. We're also going to hear what James Franklin had to say about all these coaching rumors that have surfaced. First, we'll take a break, and then we'll come back with more James Franklin.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Cause it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
As the trusted leader in daily fantasy, DraftKings has brought their expertise to legal sports betting. Take advantage of this great sign-up offer. Download today, use code KSNSSignup. For a limited time, all new users can get a free bet on sign-up. Plus, when you make your first bet, you can get a risk-free bet up to $500. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.